If you sometimes feel you're not getting many clients or people aren't buying what you're offering, then you're not alone. I speak to a lot of coaches and consultants who struggle to find clients. The most common question they ask themselves when they find themselves in this position is, what do I need to do to sell more or to be better at selling? Their natural response is to try and work out how to beef up their marketing messages to make them more persuasive or impactful. But I think this is the wrong question to ask, because it's looking at the situation from the wrong perspective. When most people design a product or offer or a service, they do so from their own point of view. They look at what they can do, or what they want to do, and then decide how much they can charge for it. It's logical, and it's how most products and services are marketed and purchased. But I think it's actually the wrong way round. By doing it this way, the starting point is the product or the service, and then you go looking for people who want to buy what you're selling. So for this to work, you have to convince them that what you've just made is what they need. Now that is a lot of work. Luckily, there is a better way to approach the problem. It's easier to make something that people want than it is to sell them something you think that they need. Coaching is a great example. If a person hasn't already decided that they need coaching, or they don't even know what coaching is or even what a coach does, then trying to persuade them to buy some coaching is a lot of work. Effectively, you're trying to sell them a solution when they don't even really know what the problem is yet or what the options are for solving it. A more productive strategy is not to market your product or service at them. Instead, it's much easier to talk to them about where they are now and where they might want to be. You're talking about the opportunity for change. Coaching might be the right solution, but by getting to understand them and their situation and their hopes and goals first, you can then tell them exactly how coaching can help, assuming that it can. This is why being clear on who your ideal client is, and therefore who your product is for, is so important. By focusing on the target client, you can really understand who will get the most out of working with you. Who will see themselves when you describe where they are now, and who will want to go on the journey to where they want to be. In other words, you can clearly see who your coaching will really help and who is ready to commit to doing the work with you. Even though you know that pushing the product harder can work, we see this all the time with lots of coaches pushing courses and programs, and even if you've done it for yourself in the past and it worked, i.e. you made some sales, it's worth holding back. Don't push the product, instead get to know the person. I say this because success lies in meeting people where they are and helping them understand how to get to where they want to be. And you won't always be the right person to help them get there. Sometimes they're just not the right fit for what you do, or vice versa, or they're just simply not ready for coaching yet. And that's okay. If they're not feeling pressured to buy, they'll come back when and if they feel ready to do so. And if not, well, that's not a problem. It leaves you more time to focus on the people who really want and need what you're offering. Meanwhile, you're not investing time and effort in a client relationship that you know from the start is unlikely to be productive for either of you. So you might be thinking, well, I thought I'd made this for them, so why don't they want it? And yes, you may well have spent a long time preparing your offer and your marketing, and you might have even made the perfect product or service for them, but they're unlikely to see or accept that unless you can understand their perspective. When you know where they're coming from, you can present your product as something that will help them achieve what they want, and not just something that you're selling. Maybe all it needs is a change of wording, a different image, or a switch on how you present it. There are so many factors and they all play a part. So it's easier to get that right when you really understand your ideal client. So ask yourself, are you just selling what you want to sell or what people really want to buy? The takeaway here is not that your marketing is faulty or poorly conceived in some way. It's that marketing is never finished. It's always evolving. So don't jump to the conclusion that you got something wrong. Start by taking a step back and considering what you're offering from the client's perspective. Then look at what your marketing and your product is really saying to them. Is it speaking to them, or is it just speaking for you? This has been a very brief overview of how this process works. I go into a lot more detail in my book, Reframing Marketing, a three-step guide to effective and ethical marketing. So if you want to create a journey for your client to go on and to have more conversations with the people who are ready to do the work, then you might want to give it a read. You can order your copy directly from me at reframingmarketing.com. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope this podcast has got you thinking. If you'd like to get a notification of when the next episode is released, then simply press the follow button wherever you're listening to this podcast.